Now, when you're dealing with a subject of giants, you've got to understand, you asked me earlier, as you were talking about before we went to break, about where all the skeletons are. A lot of the skeletons become the property of the U.S. government in the same sense of, unfortunately, a lot of the alleged UFO cover-up carries forward to the giants. Now, I'm on record as stating that I believe the Human Genome Project has a lot more than humanity as its root. One-third of all black budget expenses are going into genetic engineering and replicating what are called transhumans. A transhuman is actually something that transcends humanity. We've got now the situation where the giant's DNA is actively being sought. And for people that don't believe that, the British Museum a number of years ago said that they were able to extract live DNA from the sarcophagus and from the mummy of Ramesses II, and that they believe that basically they would be able to bring back reanimation, if you will, Jurassic giants, and I don't mean dinosaurs in this case, and that was a story that made a lot of news. Well, now we've got stories that DNA has been able to be extracted from a 1.8 million year old hominid. So when you ask me where the giants are, the quest is on, the search is on for what I would call the giant gene or the Hercules gene. Now, let me give you a good example of the Hercules gene.
Now, hang on a second, because I know you can make these connections so much faster than I can follow. So let me just hold you back a little bit. What would be the purpose then, and why aren't we hearing more about reproducing human giants, and what nation then might genetically have, or what group of people might have a genetic predisposition towards giantism?
Well, first of all, if you're talking about the medical, gigantism, which is, you can have a pituitary malfunction, or you can have a thing called acromegaly. Andre the Giant, the wrestler, suffered from that. But I'm not talking about any medically inferior or physically inferior giants. The nations that are looking for the giants, if you will, let's call it the giant genes, are the Soviet Union, the Chinese, the U.S., everybody's after them. Because, again, whether people like to admit it or not, the idea of finding the strength of these individuals, and not to mention their intelligence, is another thing. They weren't all ogres. They weren't all fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman, okay? But the point being is that some of the people in history who were literally larger than life by reputation was because they were truly larger than everybody else around them. So can I give you an example of a girl that's being sought because they want the DNA of these individuals? They want it really bad. In the Ukraine, there's a little girl named Varya Akulova. And this little girl weighs 40 kilos. It's about, 88 pounds. She is in the Guinness Book of World Records as being the strongest girl in the world. She can lift 800 pounds. Now, you're going to say, whoa, how can that be? And if anybody wants to go see that article, it's on my website. It's called The World's Strongest Girl. I have a search engine. And by the way, when you spend 30 years at this with the skepticism and the ridicule, I can back up what I say.
Well, that's so much to your credit that you take the time to do that. So skeptic, let me say thank you, because it makes it so much, it really puts flesh on the bones on this for me.
Right. Well, they've identified a gene in this little girl, Varya, and they've actually called it the Hercules gene, okay? Now, we know, obviously, Samson was an amazing guy in the Bible, in the Old Testament times, because he was a literal figure. Some people doubt that, but there's too many records, and I don't want to argue that. But you're talking about a supernatural strength. I mean, 800 pounds for an 88-pound little girl is pretty striking. I mean, you go to Gold's Gym, and you watch the biggest guys with the biggest muscles, and I can tell you this, none of them I know can do that. And so they've identified the gene, the Hercules gene. Concurrent with the Hercules gene, they're looking for the longevity gene called the Methuselah gene, okay?
Right.
Because King Og of Bashan lived to be 500 years old. That's something that most people don't know. And whether they want to believe in longevity before the flood and after the flood, that can be argued. But again, they're looking for the genetic material to basically reanimate and bring these guys back. And again, most people say, oh, that's just ridiculous. When you've got British Museum, when you've got the U.S. military, when you've got the Russian military, when you've got the Chinese military, and everybody's on, believe it or not, the biggest giant hunt in history, you know, there's something to this. And this isn't science fiction. This isn't supposition. This isn't, you know, just throwing it out there to make people interested. This is really going on. And so when you get into the genetic makeup of these giants, the point that most people lose track of is that given some of the pharaohs, remember, the pharaohs were seen as gods, and when we see Hollywood's presentation of the pharaohs, it's not at all like some of the, especially the older kingdom. The older kingdom always represents the pharaohs as truly larger than most pharaohs, and they always have a predisposition towards an incredibly active sexual appetite. You asked me about that, and that's where, you know, we'll go there whenever you want to go there, because again, the thing that's amazing when you understand the giants is that they were dispersed throughout the world, and it's my contention that you're seeing now the ancient civilizations that are coming up literally out of the ashes of history. Let me give you a good example. London was called, and most people don't know this, before it became London, England, it was called New Troy, because there's history in London, that Brutus, a Trojan, settled that and had to fight the two British giants who happened to be called Gog and Magog. And for those who think this is far-fetched, I also have the link on my site that every November, London celebrates with the giant caricatures of these two interesting individuals that were 18 feet tall, and they were literally chained to the city gates as a war trophy. I'm talking live ones, you know, and I'm talking, obviously, 1,000 years ago. But the point being is that when you've got Gog and Magog being the descendants of Og, Og lived 500 years. He was the last of the Rephaim, the last of the Anakim. He was the guy that the DNA is being sought for. So I can tell you this. I was told by people in the know that the most important find or the related find to the tomb of Gilgamesh, two-thirds god was one-third man, was they wanted his DNA. They wanted it really badly. And they, meaning the people that go bump in the night.